Welcome in the head coach
Slippers.
Of the Nashville Predators. We welcome in Peter LaViolette for Coffee with the Coach, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing excellent, Coach. I had the privilege and pleasure of covering you when you were with the Flyers in 2010, when you made a cup run with the Flyers in Philadelphia. So I'm very happy for your success right now in Nashville. This is my first time speaking with you since you've been in Nashville, and I'm obviously at this station now. I'm just curious, what are some similarities and some differences between the cup team you had last year in Nashville compared to that cup team in 2010 outside of Hartsey?
Well, I think, the markets are a little bit different, and the cities are a little bit different. Philadelphia is known for being, a sports city, and they've got all those buildings down in one area. And I think it's, when you talk about sports cities, they're one of the bigger cities in the country. You know, they probably get grouped in with Boston and New York and Chicago. But in Nashville, I think it's got that smaller feel to it, but I think, what happened last year was something that I've never experienced in any city, you know, just with regard to the way the playoffs unfolded and the energy downtown. One of the big differences, I think, in the Nashville market is that the Bridgestone Arena sits at the top of the strip, and there's so much energy downtown here that when you pour the people down here and the weather comes out and it's 90 degrees and a sunny day, and there's a game in the semifinals or the final conference finals or the finals, the people just really come out and support. They support us all year long, but it went crazy, I think, as the playoffs went on, and that's something that I didn't really experience anywhere else. So Carolina was pretty cool the year we won it, because it was a rink all to itself, and it had parking that kind of bowled all the way around the building, and it gave more of like a football tailgating feel. And that was pretty cool, because everybody came early and for the playoff games. And they, you know, if the game was at 8 o'clock at night, they were able to arrive at noontime. So they were in the parking lot all day having a good time and tailgating. But I think every city's a little bit different. The teams, for me, if you get that far, your team's done a lot of things right. And they played well enough to get to that point. So there's probably a lot of similarities in the way that you have to play in order to get there.
Coach, you got back on track, a couple of wins, and what did you see? Power play certainly got back on track as well. What is anything your team did differently over the last two games to sort of right the ship, so to speak? Not that it was in wrong position, but just to get things back on track.
Yeah, no, it was it actually was, you know, Listen, it's a long year, and you can't play 82 games exactly the way you want. And I think there's always going to be some ups and downs. And one of the biggest challenges is take the downs and flip them around really quick and get it going back in the right direction. And we played a couple games before that Calgary game where we ended up either losing in overtime or we got points in overtime, but we were a little bit inconsistent with the way we played. We had missed some points in the game where we could have played better. And it ended up going to either overtime or a shootout, but there were some signs in there that we weren't playing as complete as we needed to play. I think when we played Calgary, it got to a point where we weren't playing well enough or hard enough or doing the right things or committing enough to the game. It showed in execution, it showed in skill, it showed in puck battles, and so those are the things that we talked about for a few days. And you know, I actually think that, as we went and played Detroit on that Saturday night, we ended up losing the game, but we played a better game. It still wasn't perfect, but it was better. And then we went to Ottawa. We played Ottawa at home here, and I thought that was probably the most complete game that we had played, you know, going back all the way to probably the New York Islander game when we were in New York. I thought we played really well for 60 minutes and then backed it up in a tough road trip. Did enough of the right things in Detroit to get a win. So just, I think, getting back after a couple losses with a couple wins, I think that's important. Like I said, the big thing is not to stay in an area that's on a downtick too long and to try and spin that around and give the guys a lot of credit in that back-to-back, because it was late travel getting in there. We played the night before, but, yeah, we still played a really good first period, down in the second period a little bit, but did enough of the good things in the third period to be successful.
Peter Laviolette joining us here, Coffee with the Coach, of course, every Thursday morning at 7:30. And, Coach, your job at nearing the trade deadline is to constantly be evaluating pieces of the puzzle. And Ellie Tolvanen looks like he's going to be a part of this team at some point later on down the stretch. What does he bring to the table from a coaching evaluation standpoint? What does he bring to the table right now that can help your team? And where is it that you think he's going to need to improve in order to make an impact?
You know, those are probably questions that I can answer better once he's here and he plays some games for us. So I think you're right. At some point, we'll see him. I can tell you that his strengths are the fact that he's a skilled player. I mean, he can make plays. He sees the ice well. He has poise and patience. He has a terrific release with his shot. This is just stuff that we've seen, you know, whether it be some game footage at the KHL or certainly the Olympics, watching the shifts that get cut of him. And then, you know, this last step is going to be a big step and an important step for him. I think the level of competition will really go up here. So I think we'll figure all that out and sort that out when he gets here. But certainly a young, talented player that's able to create a lot of offense everywhere he's been, and including the KHL. I mean, he set a record for points by a rookie in the KHL. Goes to the Olympics right now. He probably still sits as the leading scorer in the tournament, and he's a real talented kid.
Coach, you mentioned Ellie Tolvanen, but also Mike Fisher coming up in a few games, couple of weeks, somewhere in that time frame. How big is it just in general to bring a kid up from the KHL, to bring back a veteran from last year, as opposed to, you know, doing something outside of the organization that maybe alters chemistry to kind of keep it somewhat, quote, in-house?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly looking at that and trying to make sure that, you know, we're not displacing too much of what we already have here. So Tolvanen getting here, like I said, when he gets here, he's going to be coming into probably the highest level of hockey that he's ever played. And, you know, the good thing is that our team's in good shape and done enough good things to be at the point where we are, that he can come in and not have to, anybody, I guess, coming in, not have to worry about being the guy that's in the forefront, but just coming in and being a contributing piece. And whether that be Tolvanen or whether that be a guy like Mike Fisher, you know, Mike's been working hard to try and get back. He looks good. We're really being patient with him, just communicating with him when the right opportunity and the right time might be. But more than anything, we just want him to be in great shape, great game shape. I mean, he already is, but there's a difference between living life shape and playing in the National Hockey League shape. So he's working towards that game shape. He looks really good, so hopefully we see him in the future as well.
I was talking to your captain, Roman Josi, last night on Smashville Live, and he spoke about peaking at the right time, which seems to be when you have these long seasons, like you talked about, the goods and the bads are going to come naturally. You got a couple of dozen games left. Your team's obviously playing great hockey. They're in first place. How do you make sure a team is peaking at the right time?
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, for me, like I said, it's been a little bit inconsistent. So I wouldn't say that we're peaking right now. I think that actually there's a lot of room for improvement. We're finding ways to win. You know, going back to that stretch with the Islanders that I was talking about, where, you know, we ended up playing on the road for four games. we pushed it to overtime in every game, and we did enough good things to get some points, but I still think that there's room for improvement. I really liked the way we played the Islander game. I thought we were pretty consistent for 60 minutes. The Ottawa game the other night I thought was pretty good at home here. So, but there's, I think the biggest thing is just trying to stay consistent with your game. I don't think that we're right there yet, but we're caught also, I think, in the middle of the season. And as the playoffs, you know, as March starts to turn and you start to get into that beginning of March and certainly mid-March, that's when I think reality of the playoffs really come to light. For me, February is always the toughest month of the season. It's lost, you know, the All-Star game and the breaks are gone, and certainly the beginning of the season is gone, and all the newness of the team when you're first starting out back in October, that's long, long gone. And February is really just a grinding month. There's not really that light at the end of the tunnel yet for the playoffs, and you got to just keep working and keep your nose down and do the best you can inside of this month, because when March comes, then it really starts to turn quick. You know, you get into mid-March and you're starting to see, you know, think about who you might be playing and if you're going to make the playoffs or if you're going to finish first or, you know, some teams will be thinking about rebuilding. And March is just a month for me where everything really kind of comes to a head and starts to take shape as to what the spring is going to look like. And I think the guys really get excited about that. So that's when I think we really want to start hitting our stride is end of March and as the excitement builds towards the playoffs.
Coach, best of luck with San Jose tonight, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, guys. Have a great morning.
You got it. Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Predators, joining us here on Coffee with the Coach. It's brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Nashville Predators, and Coffee with the Coach every Thursday morning here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are broadcasting live inside of Jack Daniel's Barrel House inside the Bridgestone Arena. We'll come back. We'll react to what Peter Laviolette had to say, and also we'll get back into Ely Tolvanen. The reinforcements on the way? We'll find out. Stick around. It's Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.